I would never have believed that I could be a farm wife because everybody back in those days raised big gardens, and and I could not get anything to grow.
Yeah. And so it is an interesting story about the farm that you bought. After you started buying it, you started improving it, right? Building bigger, you raised hogs and crops, corn and soybeans. Right. And then you got, or Dad or somebody got a call one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they notified us that the Soviet premier was coming to Iowa and different states, and they would like to bring him out to look at our farm and explain our operation. And he couldn't believe it because we could actually, two people, handle anywhere from 600 per building, and we had two buildings for him.
600 head of hogs, right?
Of hogs.
Right.
And we bought them at, they called feeder pigs, which was 35 pounders.
Right.
And raised them up to 200 and some, and then sold them. And I don't know if I should say it, it won't get on international news, but when Khrushchev came and all of the people got out and everything, I was surprised that he was shorter than I imagined him to be and a little more heavy set. And it just seemed, he just looked like an elderly farmer, except he had a nice suit on. And he pulled his caravan up the highway with the highway patrol leading the way. They blocked off all intersections. And then they all pulled up and they all got out and made a circle around your dad. And he was explaining everything out to them, how it worked. And you could tell which were Secret Service men in, were both from Russia and from our country.
Right.
And they would, they stopped the traffic in that vicinity. Nobody knew they were coming until the senator from our section called and asked if it would be possible that could stop by.
That's right. And you know, keeping in mind that this was all during the height of the Cold War, right? You know, their missiles pointed here and ours pointed there. And
it just amazing how the world has changed in my lifetime.
Changed huge, hasn't it?
And of course, my husband could write a book on teaching me to be a farm wife.
Right, right. I think he did very well.
It was really fun and joyful to be working side by side with him. And so it was the best life one could ask for.